Chapter 9. Poor Molly. Molly trembled with fear. Mr. Smith hit her across her back with a whip. The first strike wasn't hard, but it cut through Molly's thin dress and into her skin. She cried with pain and her eyes filled with tears. Mr. Smith felt sorry for the little girl, but he wanted to teach her a lesson. The whip came down on her back again and again. After the sixth strike, Molly fell onto her knees. Mr. Smith threw the whip onto the ground.
"Let that be a lesson to you."
Molly learned a very hard lesson from this horrible experience. The Smiths were very cruel, and life wasn't fair. Poor Molly. After that, Molly slept on the floor in front of Catherine's cot. The wounds from the whip hurt, and they left scars. Molly hated the Smiths now, especially Edward. In March, Edward had his 13th birthday, and the house slaves were busy with preparations for his party. They baked a special cake, prepared the bedrooms, and cooked a big meal for all the visitors. Molly also had her 7th birthday that week, but there was no meal or party to celebrate. On Molly's birthday, she left the master's house. It was time to start to work in the fields. The work was hard, and the cotton cut Molly's hands. But she was happy to be at home with her mother and Ella again. The years passed slowly, and Molly stopped dreaming about Tom, the boat on the river, and being free.